好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
神把我们带到6月27号，2021年的主日讲道时间。
God gets us to June 27, 2021 sermon time。
今天讲到的题目是树前找果子。
Today's sermon title is to look for fruit on a tree。
我们开始讲到，先有一个短短的祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a short prayer。
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
你当年来到无花果树。来查看果子。
So, during that year, and that you just came to the fig tree and to look for the fruit.
你在路加福音讲比喻的时候，也讲到树前找果子。
In the book of Luke, and you also in the parable, and you just talk about that you look for the fruit.
主啊，我们真的向你感谢。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你借着这个比喻教导我们知道，人必须悔改归向基督啊。
Through the parable, you just teach us that we need to repent and return to Christ.
因为天国近了。
Because the kingdom of heaven is near.
你就站在门口了。
You are at a gate.
人子近了，已经在我们身边了。
The Son of Man is near, and you are just that by on our side.
盼望今天这世界的人，凡有耳朵的就应当听啊。
May the whole world, whoever has ears, and will listen.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
树前找果子。
To look for fruit on a tree.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，树前找果子。
To look for fruit on a tree.
找什么果子呢？
So what kind of a fruit?
无花果树的果子，对不对？
The fruit from the fig tree.
理解这段经文呢，其实需要看上下文的关系了。
To understand about the scripture, we need to look at this at the context.
特别是1到5节这个经文是这段经文的一个原因了。
Especially verse 1 to 5, and that is the reason.
如果读经不看上下文，容易误解哦。
When we read the Bible, if we do not look at the context, otherwise, it's easy to just misunderstand.
所以当我们看了上下文之后呢，我们发现这段经文的核心是要我们悔改。
So when we read the context and we understand, actually the core is to repent.
不要觉得自己树上满满的果子可以骄傲啊。
And just not to be proud because you just bear the fruit.
也不要学约伯的三个朋友对约伯的论断呢。
Also, do not just learn from the Job's three friends who judged Job.
包括比拉多派人去镇压加利利人，或者说是希罗亚倒他压死18个人，都不影响人必须悔改归向基督，对不对？
And also, do not just learn from like Plato just went to, crucify the people. Also, like a Ceylon and the building collapsed and crushed the 18 people.
悔改是核心今天，对不对？
So repentance is the core of today's message.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's see the first point.
找果子的缘由啊。
The reason to find the fruit.
我们知道耶稣在福音书当中讲到找果子的记载不止今天这里一次了。
We know in the Bible and Jesus and they look for the fruit and Today's scripture is not the only place.
我们打开人类的历史的画页，一页页的往回去翻来看一看。
And let's take a look at the human history.
人起初在伊甸园里边，就在吃果子的树上，软弱跌倒犯罪，对不对？
In the very beginning, in the Garden of Eden, and the human being, and they just they stumbled.
那么今天我们说找果的缘由，我们在讲什么呢？
So today we just look for and the reason to find fruit, and what is that?
首先，我们需要了解的是，到底栽种的是谁呢？
So first, who is the gardener?
如果要问谁才有找果子的权柄呢？
Therefore, if we ask who has the authority to look for the fruit,
难道不正是栽种的人吗？
Isn't that the person, the gardener?
那么，请问谁是栽种的人呢？
Then who's the gardener?
耶稣说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人呢。
Jesus said, I'm the true vine, and my father is a gardener.
看见没有，耶稣以自己打一个比方，说明天父是有足够的权柄，对不对？
So Jesus, he used this as a parable to say that Heavenly Father is the one who has authority.
他创天造地，创造了我们人类，按照他的形象和样式，难道还不能到我们的生命来收取他预设的果子吗？
So God created the whole universe and also the human beings. Doesn't he have the authority to look for the fruit?
所以栽种者来到树前找果子，是不是合情合理呢？
So therefore, the gardener just come to the tree to look for the fruit. Isn't that reasonable?
你又是否接纳上帝来到你生命当中找你生命果子的权柄呢？
Therefore, do you accept this authority and come to just collect the fruit?
坦率讲，同意这一点是需要信心的。
So be honestly, and to agree with this, you need to have faith.
是需要有足够的信心接受圣经的真理啊。
You need to have the enough faith to receive God's truth.
如果你不接受，你怎么会想他是那个真正的窑匠呢？
If you do not accept this, how can you just recognize he is the potter?
没有信心，怎么能够了解我们才是他手中的器皿呢？
Without faith, and how can we believe that we are just the vessel in his hands?
呀，这是我们常常如何看自己的区别和界限在这里啊。
So that is the boundary and also the difference when we look at ourselves.
因为我们人类常常把自己看作是宇宙的主体，会不会啊？
Because, and a lot of the time, we just look at ourselves as the subject.
然后今天去月亮，明天去火星，再搞个太空，站在天上，觉得自己统管宇宙了，会不会啊？
Seems like you just go to the moon, go to the Mars, and go to a different planet, and you think you are the one, you have the sovereignty.
殊不知
so we don't
我们才是上帝手中的那个 objective, 那个客体，而不是主体，你能了解吗？
So actually, we are the object in God's hand, and he's the subject.
了解主体和客体之间的关系，那是人长智慧的开始啊。
To understand aboutThere's a relation between the subject and the object, and that is how we receive the wisdom.
既然我们是他手中所陶造的那个器皿，他当然愿意怎么做就怎么做嘛，对不对？
Since we are the pot and in the potter's hands, therefore, and we just follow him, just obey and what he wants to do.
那么神对我们生命当中这个器皿的期待就是多结果子，请问你是否结了果子呢？
God's expectation to our life is to bear more fruit. And what about you? Did you bear the fruit?
所以我们需要栽种的是谁？
So we need to know who the gardener is.
我们需要知道谁才是窑匠，谁才是器皿，对不对？
Also, we need to know who's the potter, who's the vessel.
好，其次，种的是什么呢？
Second, what was planted?
你有没有觉得奇怪，为什么在葡萄园里会种无花果树呢？
Do you think it's very strange? How come and the fig tree was planted in the vineyard.
而栽种的带着找果子的权柄来到葡萄园中去找无花果树的果子，你不觉得奇怪吗？
And the gardener just has the authority to look for the fruit, and he come to the vineyard to look for the fruit on the fig tree. How what happened?
这有没有像我们刚刚信耶稣来到教会的感受是一样呢？
Is that the same feeling when we first believe in God and we come to the church?
要我们也是来到刚信主来到教会，自己就像一棵无花果树一样。
So when we first believe in God, we're just like the fig tree.
来到教会，看到许多弟兄姐妹结满了好的果子，会不会啊？
So we come to church and we see the brother and sister just bear a lot of fruits.
要理解这个道理，真的需要有上帝的智慧哦。
To understand this, we really need God's wisdom.
我们知道葡萄的果子是一串一串的，对不对？
We know, and the fruit is just from the grape, the grapefruit, and actually it's just like in a bundle.
无花果来到葡萄园当中，感受会是怎么样呢？
When the fig tree comes to the vineyard, what's his feeling?
你是嫉妒还是欣赏呢？
So, do you just jealous, or do you just admire?
你是向弟兄姐妹去学习呢，还去毁灭他们呢？
Do you learn from brother or sister, or do you just do the evil thing?
人一生的果效由心发出啊。
So everything just flow from just our heart.
都出于我们的心思意念，会不会啊？
It's all from our mindset, right?
人不要忘了你种的是什么，收的就是什么呢？
Do not forget what you reap is what you planted.
如果你生命里边没有喜乐，而且不向神去求喜乐。
So if you do not have the joy and you do not just pray to God for joy,
我们原本就没有平安，又不向神求平安。
Originally we do not have peace, but we do not pray to God for peace.
你没有忍耐，没有良善，又凭什么期待你的孩子会结出圣灵的果子呢？
You do not have patience and no goodness, so why you expect your children they bear the fruit of the spirit?
难道你不知道你就是你孩子所结的果子的栽种吗？
Don't you know that you are the fruit bear by your children that you planted?
这句话有点残忍哦。
So to say this seems like It is very cruel.
但是何等真实的残忍啊。
However, it is so true.
我们种的是什么，收的就真的是什么呀。
And what we planted and what we harvest.
好，最后找不到什么呢？
Lastly, what was not found?
我们发现圣经里边的这个人好像仍然不死心哦。
So it seems like the person in the scriptures, and he just do not want to give up.
圣经说他来到树前找果子，哎，却找不着。
The Bible says that he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any.
你发现没有？有一个道理是怎么说呢？
So there's a truth. Do you know what it is?
比坏果子更糟糕的是没有果子啊。
So what's even worse than the bad fruit is no fruit.
你可能结了坏果子，说明你原来的生命呢不太好，所以结的果子也不太好，我们称之为坏果子。但是你仍然还有生命的果子啊。
So to bear the bad fruit, and that means originally maybe your love is not too good. However, you just bear the fruit.
但是如果这个树长满了叶子，它就是不开花不结果，你知道什么原因吗？
However, if the tree just full of the leaves but no fruit, do you know what is that?
会不会这棵树原本就是一个死树呢？
Could it be this tree? It's just a dead tree.
或者是怀着苦毒怨恨的心意来种这一棵可怜的无花果树呢？
Or maybe I just have this kind of bitterness and those are the hatred.
这与我们信主之后的生命的成长是不是有一些相似之处呢？
Is it pretty similar and just like our life after we believe in Christ and the life growing?
我们信主时的初衷大家还记得吗？
Do you still remember your original mindset when you believe in God?
往往可能会带着一些未必合乎神心意的动机，哎，我们就走进信仰来了。
A lot of times maybe we just bring some kind of the mindset that does not just meet with God's will, but we just enter into the faith.
果子不多，甚至没有果子。
We do not have many fruits, or we may just not even have any single fruit.
但却生出很多枝丫，奇怪的这个枝丫出来，对不对？
However, we just have some like branches.
就如我们发出很多不同的质问啦。
And just like we just have a lot of that question.
哎，为什么我听不见神的声音呢？
How come I just cannot hear God's voice?
为什么总是我经历不到平安和喜乐呢？
Why I just cannot experience the peace and joy?
为什么我总是患得患失，活不出这个信心呢？
How come I just always have double-minded and not able to live out of faith?
埋怨是一箩箩了，很多了。
So it's just tons of complaint.
但是生命的果子就是结不出来。
However, we just cannot bear the fruit of life.
怎么办呢？
What can we do?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
邀请你回到起初的爱吧。
I invite you, just come back to the original love.
到底你所信的是谁呀？
Who do you believe?
呀，你所信的是这位创天造地的上帝吗？
Do you believe in God, who's the one created the whole universe?
他跟你的关系是什么呢？
What is God's relation with you?
他除了是你的救主，他真是你的主吗？
Other than God is your Savior, is He really your Lord?
如果他真是你的主，
If He truly is your God,
那么你的生命对他有没有顺服呢？
Then in your life, do you have the obedience to God?
如果没有顺服，
If you do not have obedience,
怎么可能会有果子出来呢？
How can you have fruit?
求神怜悯吧。
May God give His mercy.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's see the second point.
等候你的改变。
Waiting for your change.
呀，神造人，叫人做管家，对不对？
God created human being and let people be the steward.
就是管理他所造的万物啊。
And that is to manage his creation.
我们承接了葡萄园。
So we undertake the vineyard.
我们也种了这棵无花果树。
And also we planted this fig tree.
却不结果子，该怎么办呢？
However, it does not bear the fruit. What can we do?
首先呢，是圣灵的提醒啊。
First, a reminder of the Holy Spirit.
主回来的时候就已经是审判的开始了。
When God comes back, and that is the beginning of the judgment.
呀，圣父就设计了一个救恩计划呀。
Holy Father just designed the salvation plan.
圣子耶稣基督就道成肉身来到世上，来去成就这个计划。
And Holy Son with His incarnation come to this world to fulfill this plan.
我们现在是 already but not yet 的这么一个阶段，对不对？
So our stage is already but not yet.
就是已经得救却未完全的地步，对吧？
And that is we are saved already but we're not complete yet.
那这个没完成的拯救大业谁来完成呢？
So was this an uncompleted just salvation plan? So
这就是圣灵的工作了。
So that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵就继续完成神的拯救大工啊。
So the Holy Spirit will continue to finish and this salvation work.
明白了吗？这就是为什么我们的生命一定要结出圣灵的果子的缘由啊。
So that is the reason why we need to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
因为到审判的时候，神就来看我们生命当中有没有圣灵的果子啊。
Because at a time of judgment, God wants to see if we bear the fruit.
我们生命当中是否得救，是否与神永远同在，就是由我们生命当中是不是结出圣灵的果子来决定的，知道吗？
So whether we're saved, and that is just got to discern by, and if we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
但是今天的经文告诉我们，就结不出果子来啊，怎么办呢？
However, from today's verse, and it just does not bear the fruit. What can we do?
要信主前和信主后，生命没改变呢。
So.Before and after believing Christ, and the life has no change.
Yeah, 该偷偷，该抢抢，仍然还是以吃喝玩乐为每天生命的样式，会不会啊？
So the life model, I just do whatever they want to do, just for eat and drink and all those kind of things.
Yeah, 牧师说你读圣经吧。
Pastor said you just read the Bible.
读不懂怎么办？
And you said you don't understand. What can we do?
Yeah, 可能方中阿姨说那就好好祷告呗。
Maybe Auntie Flora said, "You just pray to God."
哎呀，一祷告就没兴趣，就犯困想睡觉啊。
Well, I just have no interest when I pray. I just feel so sleepy when I pray.
那就服侍神呗。
Well, then just serve the Lord.
看看教会有些什么事情可以帮忙做一下呀。
Just see if there's anything you can serve in the church.
哎呀，一讲起服侍神就没激情，没兴趣。
Well.When we talk about to serve the Lord, I have no passion.
Yeah, 圣经说是不可停止聚会，对不对？
And the Bible tells us, do not stop gathering.
那这个主日崇拜吧，能躲就躲吧，不来为好了。
Well, for Sunday worship, I just hide whatever I can. I just don't want to come.
啊，一而再，再而三的劝勉、鼓励、劝说，你还是不听啊，怎么办呢？
Again and again, we just that.Encourage you, but you just do not listen. What can we do?
这个时候，圣灵要对你说话啦。
At this moment, the Holy Spirit will talk to you.
他说：“你何必白占地土呢
？”Why should it use up the soil?
难道你不知道，到最后神会将你这棵树砍去的吗
？Don't you know at the end, God will just cut off this tree?
圣灵的提醒，你听到了吗
？Do you hear the reminder from the Holy Spirit?
一而再，再而三的对你劝说。你听懂了吗
？So the spirit just again and again just said to talk to you. So don't you understand?
你真以为你可以如此这般继续下去的轻慢神吗
？Do you think you can just continue just doing so just to mock the God?
它就是圣灵的提醒，大家不要忘了。
Don't forget, this is the reminder from the Holy Spirit.
好，其次是警醒的信号了。
Second, the signal to watch.
什么是警醒啊？
So what is to be watchful?
警醒就是事情还没有发生。
So to be watchful, that is when things has not just happened yet.
但是提前被告知将要发生的危险。
But you are just being told in advance about the danger that's going to happen.
以致呢，可以提前做好准备啊。
So that you can just prepare ahead of time.
呀，这个就是圣灵对我们的提醒了，对吧？
So this is the reminder from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵提醒，我们就警醒。这是彼此配搭的。
So the Holy Spirit reminds us, then we just be watchful.
其实圣灵提醒的重点是什么呢
？So actually, the focal point for the reminder from the Spirit is.
讲白了就是神终将要审判我们嘛。
That is at the end, and God will judge us.
而审判的依据刚才说了，就是圣灵的果子。
And the evidence of a judgment is to see whether we bear the fruit.
其实你不要。你不要抵赖，好像说没有圣灵对你的光照和帮助哦。
Therefore, do not deny that the Holy Spirit do not just give the shine on you and remind you.
上帝也不会说你一信主第二天就来审判你，也不会这样子啊。
And God will not just once you just like the day you believe in Christ, and then God will judge you the next day.
当然也有这个可能了。
Of course, and that also has a possibility.
与主同钉十字架那个强盗，不就是同一天信主？同一天就跟上帝去到乐园了吗
？And the robber who just crucified next to Jesus, and he just believed in God and just be in the paradise with God the same day.
但是那个是个特殊情况嘛
But that is a particular case.
通常来讲，都给你三年的时间了。今天的经文这么讲了，对不对
？From today's scripture, usually, and God will give us like 3 years.
圣灵是我们一信主，他就在你的里边的。
Once we believe in God, the Holy Spirit is with us.
呀，你不需要去把你摁倒了，倒在地上，然后嗷嗷叫啊，出怪声，圣灵才来，不会的。
You don't have to just lie down on the ground or just have it make the strange sound and then the Holy Spirit is with you.
Yeah, 不要相信某些宗派把圣灵搞的人都要去自嗨好像圣灵才来这个跟圣经的记载不相同的。
And it's just not like some of the denomination and you just have to do some kind of weird action in order for the Holy Spirit to be with you. 请记住
圣灵与我们同在是上帝的应许。
Just remember,The Holy Spirit's presence, and that is God's promise to us.
圣灵也不会由人的动作、语言、表情或者善行决定是不是要与你同在，不是，它是无条件的。
Holy Spirit just is with us. It's unconditionally. No, it doesn't take any other actions.
我再讲一遍，圣灵与我们同在是上帝的恩典的应许啊。
Let me say one more time.Holy Spirit's presence and with us, actually, that is God's promise.
如果有人告诉你说圣灵是取决于你的行为、道德、伦理怎么样，他才与你同在，这个人当受咒诅的。
If someone tells you, and the Holy Spirit has to have be just go by your morality and ethnics,
别忘了圣灵
they will be just rebuked.
就是上帝啊。
Holy Spirit is God.
啊，他是三位一体上帝的第三位，对不对？
So the Holy Spirit is a triune God and with the third the character.
好，我讲了很多了。圣灵与我们同在，记住这句话，好不好
？So I already talk aloud. So just remember, the Holy Spirit is with us.
我们信主之后呢
？After we believe in God.
时间一天天过去了。
And then the time just goes day by day.
呀，冬去春来，夏至秋去啊。
So it's winter and spring, summer and fall just passed.
过了多长时间呢
？How many years passed?
不是一天两天哦。
Not just 1 or 2 days.
也不是一年两年哦。
Or it's not 1 or 2 years.
啊，圣经说是三年。
The Bible says 3 years.
呀，三年之后，竟然圣灵会来到这棵无花果树前找果子，却找不到啊。
So after 3 years, the Holy Spirit just come to the fig tree to look for the fruit. However, and there's none.
你不觉得情何以堪吗
？So how can that be?
呀，上帝如此的爱我们。
God loves us so much.
圣灵随时随在的与我们同在，陪伴我们。
And Holy Spirit is with us all the time.
但是我们却结不出果子来啊。
However, we just cannot bear the fruit.
怎么办呢
？What can we do?
你会怎么办呢
？What would you do?
是继续消灭圣灵的感动吗
？Do you want to continue to eliminate the movement of the Holy Spirit?
如果你总是抗拒圣灵。
If you always resist Holy Spirit,
你总是把圣灵对你的提醒不当一回事。
And you just don't care the reminder from the Holy Spirit.
你别忘了，这时候圣灵也会跟你划界限的。
Don't forget, at this time, the Holy Spirit will draw a boundary with you.
你知道他会画什么界限吗
？Do you know what kind of line the Holy Spirit will draw?
也没什么，只是将这棵不肯结果的树砍下来就是呗。
Actually, no big deal. And actually, the Holy Spirit will just cut at this tree that does not bear the fruit.
原因你也不需要我多讲，你已经知道了，对不对
？I don't need to explain more, and you know the reason.
这个原因就是他说的，何必白占地土呢
？So the reason is why should it use up the soil?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
上帝在等候你的改变，你知道吗
？God is waiting for your change. Do you understand?
他首先他让圣灵来提醒你。
First, he let the Holy Spirit remind you.
他其次他也赐下一个警醒的信号。
Second, he just gave it a signal to watch.
请问你收到了吗
？Did you receive that?
好，最后他赐下给我们一个悔改的机会，你收到了吗
？Lastly, he gave us an opportunity to repent. Did you receive that?
主就是爱了。
God is love.
他总是愿意给我们机会，对不对
？He always wants to give us opportunities.
这个时候，圣灵又来感动我们了。
At this moment, the Holy Spirit just moves us.
怎么感动呢
？How does the Holy Spirit touch us?
那位管员的说话了。
Because the governor talked.
他说主啊今年且留着等我周围掘开土加上粪
Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for 1 more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it.
听懂这句话吗
Do you understand this?
这句经文在讲什么呢
What does this verse talking about?
说明这管员的他知道问题出在哪里
So that means the man who took care of the vineyard, he knew what is the problem.
这个园子交给他三年了。
So the garden is in his hands for 3 years.
他一不松土，二不施肥，怎么可能结果子嘛？
And so the soil was not loosened for 3 years. Also no fertilization. So how can I bear the fruit?
我们信了主之后，有多少次认真面对自己生命的改变呢？
After we believe in God, so how many times we really just face our life changing?
过去那么愿意爱发脾气，现在还是那么愿意发呀。
In the past, and we just like to just that.Have the anger, and but now still the same.
对待儿女，说骂就骂，说打就打，对不对
？So to face our children, we just do just like a that just say the words and also just spank them.
有这些缺点呢，有这些错误呢，甚至犯的这些罪呢，也都不是大问题，悔改就是啦。
So if we have those kind of the problem or sins, we just repent.
问题是三年不松土不施肥，你怎么改嘛？
The thing is, for 3 years, the soil was not loosened, and then there's no not fertilized. How can we change?
就是去改变我们生命的陋习啊。
To loosen the soil, that is to change our bad habit.
包括我们平常怎么使用我们的时间，怎么样去使用我们的金钱等等，对不对？
And that includes how to use the time and the money.
时间与金钱其实不是我说，是犹太拉比。他说看一个人的生命是不是真正改变为主而活就看你的如何管理时间如何管理金钱
So how to use the time and rabbi I mean the time and the money That's not what I said That's a rabbi of the Jews And they say how to discern about the people
一个人如果能在时间和金钱上向上帝尽忠心那他基本上就是一个忠心的人了
If a person can be faithful in time and the money And then he is the faithful one
Yeah, 这一切过程需要我们甘愿去被神的这个礼仪去松开我们，沉积多年的冻土层啊。
So we, with all this process, we just need God to just loosen our soil.
Yeah, 别忘了礼仪耕进土里是疼的。
Don't forget, when the soil is loosened, the process actually is very painful.
生命要改变付代价的。
We need to pay the price.To change our life.
我们时间的结构要改变哦。
We need to change the structure of our time.
我们金钱的方向与目的要改变的。
The direction and the purpose of our money, we need to change.
施肥是什么呢
？So what is a fertilization?
是要我们从神的话语上得力量啊。
That is to receive strength from God's word.
只有神的话语才能让我们蒙恩惠嘛。
Only God's word can let us receive.His grace.
也只有圣灵的感动，有可能让我们生命有更新嘛。
Also, with the Holy Spirit's touch, and then our life can be revived.
而上帝做工，往往就是透过我们平常的日常生活嘛。
Also, for God to work on us, and just through our daily life.
包括我们每周的主日崇拜啊。
And that includes our Sunday worship.
我们参加门训呢、啊、
To participate discipleship training
以及我们平常的祷告会嘛
Also the prayer meeting every week
或者投入教会的各样的服事嘛
And also participate at the church serving
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
上帝等候我们的改变你知道吗
Do you know God is waiting for us to change
为了这个缘故他让圣灵来随处随在随时的提醒我们你听到了吗
For this reason And he just let the Holy Spirit Just remind us all the time
他向我们发出那个警醒的信号你收到了吗
And also the Holy Spirit gave us a signal to watch
他赐给我们这悔改的机会你是否抓住了呢
He gave us the opportunity to repent Did you just hold on to it
好我们来看第三点
Let's see the third point
被砍下的结局啊
The outcome of being cut down
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
不管我们愿不愿意
no matter we're willing or not,
也不管我们的自由意志是如何的张狂
or just how wild our just the freedom is,
神的审判终究会来到的
God's judgment will come,
哪怕你是成吉思汗
no matter you're Genghis Khan,
哪怕你是罗马的凯撒大帝
or you are the Roman the King Caesar,
或者你是拿破仑、希特勒、斯大林、毛泽东你都要面对上帝的审判了。
Or if you're not Napoleon, Hitler, or any just the great the leaders.
如此伟大的人都要接受审判。What about you? 你呢
？So even those great people, they have to face a judgment. What about you?
上帝的审判是将要来到的真实，你逃不掉的。
It is the truth. And God's judgment will come.
我们的问题不是要去否定它。
So our problem is not, we are not to deny that.
重点是你做好准备了吗？
The main point is, are you ready?
假如上帝今天晚上十二点就回来，你会怎么面对呢？
If God just comes back tonight, and what would you do?
你想过你自己生命的结局会是怎样呢？
Do you know what is the outcome of your life?
你会去哪呢？
Where will you go?
你会跟着上帝回天家吗？
Will you just go back to the heaven with God?
还是跟着魔鬼去地狱呢？
Or just go with the Satan to the hell?
这其实是我们每个人都必须面对的结局，对不对？
So that's the outcome we all have to face.
好，首先审判始于神的家。
First, judgment starts from God's home.
呀，这不是我说的，这是圣经说的。
It's not from what I said. The Bible tells us.
审判要从神的家开始。
Judgment starts from God's family.
呀，可能我们这时候需要，为什么我们这个神家里人还要接受审判呢？
Maybe we want to ask, how come and we need to receive the judgment from God?
其实这是圣灵要问我们的问题啊。
Actually, this is a question the Holy Spirit wants to ask.
我们不是已经连于元首基督，连在耶稣这个真葡萄树的这个枝子吗？我们是。
Are we already connected and with Lord Jesus and the branch?
圣灵随处随在的陪伴我们，对不对
？And the Holy Spirit is with us all the time.
做我们随时的帮助。
And He is our help.
但怎么就是结不出果子来呢
？However, how come we just cannot bear the fruit?
哎呀，为什么那么着急？你知道吗
？So why we just so worried?
因为耶稣说，凡属我却不结果子的枝子，他就剪去了。
So and the Bible says, and He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
你真的无所谓吗？
Do you really don't care?
你真的不着急吗
？So are you just not worried?
你知道被他剪去的意义是什么吗
？Do you know what is the meaning and just to be just cut off?
从此你跟他没关系了。
That means and since then you have no relation with God.
但是如果你肯结果子呢
？However, if you are just really willing to bear the fruit,
上帝也会修剪，但不会剪去，是修理干净啊。
And God will just prune and just to make it clean.
目的是让我们这个枝子能够结果子更多呀。
The purpose is so that it will be even just have more fruit.
上帝是不是已经讲得很清楚了呢
？So does God say this very clearly?
我们原本并不是葡萄树上的枝子，对吧
？Originally, we're not a branch on the true vine.
神却将我们这棵无花果树放进葡萄园里一起的成长。
However, God just put us the fig tree and to grow together in the vineyard.
正如我们原本是神救恩的野枝子，保罗说的，对吧
？Just like what Paul said, originally we're just the wild branches and in God's vision.
我们因着耶稣基督的缘故
，because the reason of Christ,
我们被接在这一棵真葡萄树上
，and we're connected to the true vine.
请问你岂敢不常常活在这棵真葡萄树的基督耶稣里呢
？So how can you not?To live in Christ all the time.
有耳可听就应当听啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, whoever has ear, listen.
其次是神期待着我们悔改啊。
Second, God expects our repentance.
神是会给我们机会的。
God is He gives us the opportunity.
而且他是一而再、再而三给我们结果子的机会，对不对
？Also, again and again, He gives us the opportunity to bear fruit.
但是年复一年，一年两年都过去了，你还是不结果子啊。
However, year after year, and you just don't bear fruit.
事不过三嘛。
So we just do not go over three times.
三年过去了，你还是不肯结果子啊。
Three years has passed. You still do not bear the fruit.
好，如今我们愿意悔改。
Okay, now we are willing to repent.
我们愿意抓住末世的最后的机会。
We're willing to just hold on to the last opportunity in the last days.
而且是多而又多的愿意为主结果子，表了这个决心了。
Also, bear the fruit more and more for God.
这是管园的向上帝说的这个话哟。
So this is the gardener and told God.
上帝说：“好吧，机会就为你留着。”
God said, "Okay, then I'll just keep the opportunity for you."
我可是等的收果子。
And I'm just waiting to.Just receive the fruit.
留意上帝这句话留在这里的意义哦。
Just pay attention, and God just say here and the meaning.
以后若结果子便罢。
If it bears fruit next year, fine.
这意思什么意思？你知道吗
？Do you know what this means?
就是说我们不配得到这个机会，原本是应该被剪掉的。
This means we're not worthy to receive this opportunity. Originally, we should be cut off.
但是这个机会既然就来到我们身边了。
But the opportunity just comes to us.
Yeah, 而且机会你知道是什么吗？
Do you know what opportunity is?
Yeah, 希腊的神话说机会就是一个少女向你飞来。
So in Greek and the fiction, they said opportunity, it's just like a young girl just fly to you.
如果你抓住她呢？
If you just hope to grasp her,
你就娶她做新娘。
You can marry her as your.
如果你抓不过她呢
？If you cannot just.
她一旦离开了你呢
？Once she just leaves you,
你抓住她的头发，她就是一个光头，机会就马上就不见了。
If you just hold on to her hairs, and actually you just hold on to just like a bull head, and
稍瞬即逝啊。
So it just quickly did pass.
机会不可多得，你了解吗
？The opportunity is very rare, and don't you want to just grasp it?
如果今天你仍然活在这个世界上
，If today you still live in the world,
你没有将生命的主权完全交给神
，If you did not give the sovereignty of life to God,
你仍然还在活世界、活老我、活金钱、活名誉地位的话
，If you just still live.In the world, your old sinful nature.
那么今天就是你悔改的机会哦。
Then today is the time for you to repent.
那今天就正式的邀请你快快的悔改吧。
So today, I invite you, just please repent.
你知道吗？主真的近了。
Do you know God is He's near?
你打开今天的电视新闻，各样的媒体新闻，一看就知道主就近了。
Just look at the media and the news. God is near.
呀，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，地震灾荒。瘟疫难道还少吗
？People attack people, nation attacks nation.
要瘟疫今后可能会变成世界的一个常态化，你还没有警觉吗
？So with all this the pandemic, it just be just the like the ordinary state. So,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我再说一次，主近了。
Brothers and sisters, let me say one more time. God is near.
他期待着你的悔改啊。
God expects your repentance.
好，最后是斧头落在不悔改。
Lastly, the axe will fall on the one who does not repent.
机会给足了。
So the opportunity is that's given in full.
时间也快到了。
Time is up.
请问你准备好了吗
？Are you ready?
有一件事情我真的是不希望你们不知道啊。
There's one thing I just do not hope that you don't understand.
神会很负责任的。
God is very responsible.
他会将那些不结果子的无花果树给砍掉的，你知道吗
？And he'll be very responsible to cut off the fig tree that does not bear the fruit.
真的不要以为神是无情哦。
So it's not that God is. I don't think God is ruthless.
他是在给足了恩典的机会之后呢
？So he after he just gives enough grace.
然后他说：“不然，再把它砍了吧。”
And God said, "If not, then cut it down."
你知道“不然”这两个字吗
？Do you know the word "if not"?
不然这两个字就是一个恩典的记号了。
So if not, that means that it's a sign of the God's grace.
请问你看见这个记号了吗
？Do you see the sign?
你听见这个记号的声音和号角了吗
？Do you hear the sound of the sign?
当然，神也不是一个无原则的好好先生了。
Of course, God is not just a nice man without any just principle.
我们平常可能都比较习惯去要他的怜悯和慈爱，对不对
？Maybe we're just used to ask for God's mercy and love.
但是你不要忘了，他有圣洁公义的本性啊
！Don't forget, and God is that His nature, He's holy and righteous.
你继续在邪恶、在污秽当中吗
？Do you want to continue to stay in this evil and those the evil thing?
我们的上帝不会被你控制的。
God will not be controlled by you.
他会为自己负责任的缘故守住自己的界限。
God will just keep the boundary for himself.
对你的污秽与肮脏和邪恶 say no, 说不。
God will say no to your filth and evil.
你还不肯悔改吗
？Don't you want to repent?
好，那就去不悔改当去的地方呗。
Then you just go to the place that you just do not want to repent.
你仍是不肯悔改吗
？You still don't want to repent?
甚至立定心志到死。也不肯悔改吗
？Or do you just even set your mind that you don't want to repent until you die？
那么好吧，其实现在你就已经等于活在地狱里了。
Then in this case, then now you already live in the hell.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神会负责任的来到我们每一个人生命当中的这棵无花果树前来寻找果子的。
And God will be very responsible come to the fig tree of each one's life to find the fruit.
我盼望我们每个人都了解，他真的会这么做的。
I hope we all understand God will do so.
请问你是否还要来问 他来找果子的缘由吗？
Do you still want to ask him the reason for finding the fruit?
你是否知道神正在等待着你生命的改变呢？
Do you know that God is waiting for your change?
今天的世界走到今天这样的地步了。
So in today's world, and it already gets to this point.
你还没看见末日的征兆吗？
Have you not seen the sign of the last days?
主近了，你还没察觉吗？
God is near. Have you not noticed?
审判的斧头已经高高的举起。
The axe of judgment has been raised.
他砍下来的结局早就定了。
The outcome of cutting down has already been affirmed.
请问你仍是不肯悔改吗？
Are you still not repenting?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的奇妙的恩典啊。
Thank you for your amazing grace.
感谢主你赐给我们多而又多悔改的恩典的机会啊。
Thank you, give us a lot of opportunity to repent.
我们也感谢你是一位公义圣洁的神。
We thank you. You are the righteous one.
你最终要对这个世界上的邪恶说不。
At the end, you will just say no to the fuels and the evil of the world.
要以你自己的公义来审判这个世界。
You will judge the world with your righteousness.
我们知道有一天当你来到的时候。
We know wonder when you come.
你要更新这个世界。
You will just renew this world.
你说天地万物都要废去。
You said that all the things in this world will be just perish.
唯有你的话语是永远长存的。
Only your words as to eternity.
主要为了这个缘故。
Because of this.
你帮助我们看世界如粪土啊。
You just help us to look at this world as like a garbage.
我们所追求的名誉、地位、金钱的一切的一切，连粪土都不如啊。
All the things that which is we're longing for this world, and it's just like a garbage.
主啊，求你帮助我们为主而活吧。
Please help us to live for you.
不为主而活，又怎么会有活下去的理由呢？
If you do not live for you, what is the reason to live in the world?
再次的感谢你。
Once again, we thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.